Hey, folks, I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Ugh.
What's wrong?
My internet slowed down. I hit my data cap.
You should switch to Digital Path.
Why?
Digital Path has unlimited data. Its internet is faster than DSL, available more places than cable, and has no data limit.
You mean I can do all the things I love on the internet with no worries?
Yep, and plans start for less than $50.
Wow.
So if you want worry-free internet for streaming, gaming, sharing, surfing, chatting, working, or play, call Digital Path today. 1-800-676-PATH. Digital Path. High-speed internet for everyone.
A lot of financial service companies say they're unique, but only Thrivent Financial blends faith, finances, and generosity. We want to change a Christian's relationship with money so you can use your money to strengthen your family, your churches, and your community. If you think this sounds revolutionary, you're right. If you're intrigued by our mission, let's have a new conversation about money. Call Daniel Cluis, your local financial advisor, at 530-321-4059. That's 321-4059.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, Chico. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host for the Monday episode of Chico Now, helping people. And every Monday I come to you during the 12:30 hour, half hour slot, live on 104.5 FM, 9:30 AM, and live streaming at kkxx.net. And every Monday at 12:30, we're live, so you can give me a call and talk about your relationship issues, parenting struggles, or life in general. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern with the Board of Behavioral Sciences, number IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. I have been in this industry since at least 2008. I started my graduate program back in 2006 or 7. And have just been working my way through all of my clinical hours in an effort to get licensed ever since then. So we're in 2015, I mean. And so it's been the better part of a decade since I've been doing this. So today I thought we would talk about timeouts, and not just about timeouts for kids, but timeouts for adults too. If you want to give me a call at 894-7325, I would sure appreciate talking to you a little bit. Remember, this show is for you, and without you calling, it is just about me talking. 894-7325. And the topic of timeouts is a pretty big deal. And let me tell you why. So we give timeouts to our kids when they're being naughty, right? They're misbehaving. So we use it as a punishment to put them in timeout. But really, what is the whole goal of it besides punishment? The goal of the timeout is to give them a time away from stimulus to calm themselves down, mellow out, and get into a frame of thought where they can think and act rationally. And when we think about that for our kids, that's really a gift that we give them, the ability to learn how to calm themselves down and then bring them back to the activity so they can act rationally and make good decisions. And then when they make their good decisions, we promote it and give them positive reinforcement. But what about in our relationships with other people as adults? So we're an adult and we have a romantic relationship with our spouse or significant other. And things are starting to escalate. There's tension in the relationship. You've been bickering a lot. You've been arguing. Would a timeout work for that? Oh, yes, it would. Timeout works perfect for that, especially when you're in the middle of an argument. So you're in the middle of an argument. Things are getting heated. The argument has taken a couple of rabbit trails. You're not even on the original topic that caused the fight. You tried to back up your argument with something that they did before, and that proves that they're doing it now. And then that triggered them, and then they're on this other trail, and then that triggered you, and you're on another trail. And now you guys are fighting and bickering and arguing, and it's not even about what caused the argument. This is the perfect time to say it's time for a timeout. So a lot of times people will think that they are being punished because when they were little kids, they were given timeouts for punishment. And so they'll think, oh, if we take this break and I go to the other room, that means I'm being punished. He wanted a timeout. That means that he's trying to get the upper hand. Or she called the timeout and she went for a walk with her girlfriends, and that means that she's trying to get the upper hand. Well, no, not necessarily. If you think about it, the relationship is taking the timeout. And the relationship is taking the time out so that both people in the relationship, both of the brains, can have a chance to calm down and think and react rationally. And this is super important, the most important part of this, besides remembering to take that time out and to communicate it, which we'll go into in a minute. But the most important is coming back and talking about it, because a lot of people take their time out. They go and they just get space. I just need some space. I just need some room to breathe. Well, that's still your time out. But then they come back and they feel better and they don't want to engage in that argument all over again. And so they say, you know what? I'm over it. I don't want to talk about it. Let's just move on and go forward. Fresh start. And sometimes a fresh start is okay. Sometimes. But when you do that, what happens is there becomes this insecure attachment to time out, because you never had resolution. And so instead, when you come back from the relationship timeout, which could be 30 minutes or an hour, not a period of time. It's not Ross and Rachel. You're not on a break. You're just having half an hour or 2 hours to yourself. Let's talk about this some more when we come back from our commercials. Please stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of KKXX Chico Now.
This is Buzz Beatty. You know, there's nothing like needing a plumber but not feeling confident who to call. I'm sure glad someone referred me to Gold Bond Plumbing. Gordon did a great job replacing my water heater and repairing the damage the old one caused. In fact, I'm so happy with Gold Bond Plumbing that I've asked Gordon to be a regular guest on Your Home Today. If you need a plumber who works like a bear for a price that's fair, call Gold Bond Plumbing at 321-4203.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
KKXX is excited to present Seeds of Truth with Joe Holcraft each weekday evening from 6:30 until 7 p.m.
Joe has hosted the Catholic Hour every weekend for the last 8 years.
And Seeds of Truth promises the same Catholic understanding of sacred scripture
contemporary faith-based topics,
and the latest news from around the world. If you have questions about faith, join Joe and the Seeds of Truth right here on KKXX each evening, Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 7.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and I am your host of Chico Now, helping people every Monday. I'm also your Tuesday host, but that's not the same kind of format. That's just an interview with a person format. And tomorrow's show, I have Anna Griffith on talking about, she's a doctor, an optometrist, and she's talking about an upcoming seminar that she's doing for the community on vision therapy with kids who are having a hard time reading. Maybe you might not even notice it in their reading skills. It could be just that they're avoiding reading, or they're acting up in class because they're having a hard time seeing. But a lot of kids who need vision therapy have had poor vision their whole life, and so they just think that this is what vision is. They don't realize there's an issue, and so their parents don't always realize there's an issue. So if you're a teacher or a preschool teacher or a parent, or anybody who is around children. Maybe you're a hairdresser who specifically works with cutting kids' hair all the time, and you notice that sometimes the kids have a hard time really telling what their haircut looks like. Maybe this would be a good place for you to come for a free seminar. I don't remember all the days and times. It's sometime in March. So if you listen to the Tuesday show, and you'll have all the details. Tuesday at 12:30, 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. But right now, we're on the Monday show, and it's live. The number is 894-7325. If you want to give me a call and talk about something that's been going on in your relationship or your family, where you can think about, I wonder if time out or quiet time would work for my family. I don't know if this would work. I just don't think that this would be something that would be beneficial for us. Give me a call. Let me know your thoughts, even if it's not a question. 894-7325. So where did we leave off? I don't go on a note card. I just talk because I love this field. And when I have to wait all that time in between the commercials, sometimes I lose my track. So we were talking about people having timeouts and how oftentimes when we were little kids, when we were children, we were forced to take timeouts for being naughty. And now we're adults. And when our partner says, I need a break, I need some space, we either take it as them treating us like a child and giving us a timeout, or them trying to have the upper hand or be the parent and taking control over the argument. But that's not the case. I mean, maybe it is the case sometimes, but that's not how we should be viewing it. And that is not how we should be using timeout. It's not a power and control tactic. What we need to be doing is identifying this conversation, what we're doing right now is seriously jeopardizing our happiness and our joy in our relationship. The argument really, what we're talking about, the discussion, the argument really needs to have resolution. But at this state of mind, we are too escalated to be able to hear each other, to be able to take in what the other person is saying. The other person is not taking into what I am saying, and it's getting nowhere. And we could sit here and fight, and it gets nowhere. And if there's children in the house, they just have to listen to it and suffer through it. Or we can take that time out. And what happens when you take a time out is your brain has a chance to get out of the amygdala, to get out of fight or flight, to get out of I am a gazelle and there's a lion chasing me. Because when you are in that state, you're using a very small portion of your brain. And that portion of your brain does not need very much oxygen, but it also does not have the logic and reasoning capabilities. The front part of your brain, your prefrontal cortex, that's your logic, your reasoning, your good decision-making part of your brain. And that takes a ton of oxygen. So when you are in that panic mode or an argument mode and you're not getting as much oxygen, that part of your brain is turning off. It's dimming down. So not only are you not making as much sense as you'd like to be making, but you're also not taking in the information the other person is giving you. So even if you have a good statement and a good argument to make on this topic, you are not taking in theirs and you are not delivering yours as well as you could be. So taking that time aside, either saying we need to take a relationship timeout for 1 hour or for 15 minutes and you go to different rooms. One of you takes a shower. One of you goes for a walk. One of you loves scrapbooking. The other one loves working on the car. You go do that for the period of time and then you have to come back. You have to come back and talk about it. You cannot brush it under the rug. Time for another commercial, and then we'll be back for our last segment. This is Jessica Wilkerson. Stay tuned.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
They say the best things in life are free. Because we, your local radio broadcasters, have always entertained and informed at no cost to the community. When tragedy strikes, radio is there, even when others are not. We bring you talk, news, and music, all aimed to engage, inform, and motivate, with one goal, serving the public. The local broadcasters of radio, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now and KKXX. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, number IMF 69783, registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor at Chico Creek Counseling. Joe Taylor is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I want to remind you that this show is not considered therapy. It is considered advice giving, skill building, insight, etc., but not therapy. If you think you might need some help with your relationship, your marriage, your children, and or just life in general, you can give either Joe or me a call at Chico Creek Counseling by visiting our website, www.chicocreekcounseling.com, or you can call me at 921-5122. Until then, you can call the radio station if you want to talk online at 894-7325, and it looks like we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you today? What's going on?
Well, I'm listening to your subject, and it's a tool that I like to try to use, but what do you do when your significant other doesn't agree to those terms, especially about coming back and talking about it later?
That is really hard. So before you guys take the time out, before you guys take that break, you identify how many minutes you need and what you're going to be doing. You don't just storm out of the room. And then you agree that after this amount of minutes, we will come back and we will talk about it for as long as we can rationally. And you both agree that we will be rational when we talk about this. Because a lot of times the fear is that we'll get back into the argument.
Yeah, that's what I try to present to her, but oftentimes either she doesn't want to disengage from the emotionally charged topic, or, mm-hmm. like I said, she doesn't want to talk about it after because she's still emotionally charged.
Right. So that's the hard part, is when someone doesn't want to disengage from the argument, because that's when they are viewing this as a power play by the person who's requesting the break. And sometimes you can just say, hey, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to go into the bedroom and read a book, watch a movie or whatever, and we'll come back to this. And then say, and that's just how it's going to be for right now, because I don't feel safe having this conversation. I really care about our relationship. And often when you say things like, I really care about our relationship, I really love you, and I don't want us to go this place, that helps to take down the perception of that this is a power play. They're trying to be the parent. They're trying to end things. They're not going to let me. Trying to have control over this argument by ending it. But when you preface it with something positive, what do you think would happen in your relationship if you tried prefacing it positively?
Well, I do try to do that. But like I said, my girlfriend tends to be stay in the emotion once it's become, you know, escalated to an emotional argument.
Okay.
And what I like to try to do is refer to, let's take this out of, you know, because that's exactly what she will do, is turn it into, you're just trying to control her, so I at that point I try to suggest that we go to an impartial third party. Let's go to a counselor, or don't take it from me. Let's refer to the professionals in the subject.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
Well, we never seem to make it. Sometimes she'll agree to that, but it never comes around to that.
But then setting the appointment and attending the meeting. So right there is you showing that you care enough about the relationship that you guys need to have a third party. And so that is showing her that you're not trying to have an upper hand.
Yeah.
So I wonder, what would it look like if you just tried saying something like, this is really important to me, and I don't feel like we're getting anywhere. I really love you. Can we take a little bit of a break for a few minutes, because I really need it? And just trying to be vulnerable about it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that she would think of it as, he's just trying to shut down the conversation, but rather, I really love you. I really care about our relationship, and I need this. I need a break for a few minutes so that I can get my head wrapped around what we're talking about.
I do take that approach often, and she will tend to take it to heart usually.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, that's the music for the closing credits. So our show is over, but sir, if you want to stay on the line for a minute, I'll talk to you for a few minutes off the air. And then listeners, please listen in next Monday. Yeah, and listen tomorrow too. Thanks,
okay.
And have a blessed day.
Thanks.
We're more than just another radio station.
We are your station for encouraging, teaching, and talk.
You're listening to Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Life can change in an instant, and it did for me. Like they say, accidents can happen. But in my case, I made the right choice by calling the law offices of Lawrence Puritz.
Larry spent over 20 years representing insurance companies, so he knows how they think. And he is the best-equipped attorney to settle your case.
Trust me, I know.
Consultation is free. Call the law offices of Lawrence Puritz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Or you can find him online at NorthValleyLawyer.com.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing I see everywhere: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers up surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.